tell our kids how wonderful you sing, because you are so great and you have very nice voices, and I'm really happy that you can sing for us. And probably in a few minutes' time, we might also sing you one of our song, and you will enjoy. And I think you are recording what they were singing. If you took it in my camera, our children will really enjoy. I am really privileged to be with you today. And we also have a Sunday school group like you. And our children also, our kids love the Lord very much. They also go to school. But there is a big difference, because our children wake up early in the morning, around 4-5 a.m. They walk for 2 hours to go to school. No bus to go with it, no any other vehicle, they just walk. Then 5 in the evening, they start walking again. But in our family, we have 6 kids. And our kids are very close to the school. They live about 20 meters away from the school, so they are a bit better. The life there is a little bit harder, because before we got a well, our children could stay for 2 to 3 days without taking their bath, because there was no water. But God has really blessed us. We now have a well, and we have water. Our kids and all of us can bath. And we thank the Lord for that, because our God is always willing to bless us. He's willing to give us good things. If we trust in Him, He will give us good things. And I believe when you grow to be grown-ups, probably in between you, there may be missionaries coming to our place to bless us. So I know God is going to raise you. God is going to raise girls. God will raise boys who will come to preach in our country, like Father Terry and Father Don. They have come to Africa. Aden, they have come to Africa to minister to our people. We have all kinds of animals very close by. We don't really go to zoos, because we have the animals which we want to look very close by. So if you want to see a giraffe, have you ever seen a giraffe? Have you ever seen it? Where? At the zoo. But we just see giraffes. If we want to see 100 giraffes, they are there. If we want to see elephants, we don't go to a zoo. We just go out in the bush and see them. Hyenas. In our closest, our well now, all wild animals come. Others come during daytime. Others come at night to get water. So our troughs, we fill our troughs day and night, because animals were very thirsty, and so human beings. But now we have decided to fill our troughs so our animals can also have water, because they were also created by who? By God. Yeah, they were created by God. So we need to take care of them. We need to take care of our people. So we do really love you so much. And when I go back, I'll be able to take your greetings to our kids. And probably next time I come, I'll take a video of them singing. And probably you might also want to make pimples, friends. And you might even greet each other. You may link and you may be communicating. Do you like that? Thank you so much, and For sure, God will bless you, and God will take care of you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. This is my wife. This is my wife, Agnes. We have 6 children. Our oldest is 21 years old, and our youngest is 9. They are missing us, but tomorrow we are going back home. What do you want us to tell them? Yeah? And I want to show you how we greet and what we say in greetings. Because here you say, how are you? Hi. We say, sopa. Then you respond, ipa. Can you do that? Ipa is I-P-A. I'm going to greet you now. Sopa.
Ipa.
Good. That's good. That's how we greet. And we also have a different greetings for ladies. Now I want to greet my wife. Takwenya Agnes.
Iko.
Iko. Yeah, that's how we greet ladies. Takwenya. Iko, that's I-K-O. Men, super, ipa. But super can go, can be for women and men. But we have that particular greeting for ladies, and it's respect to them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the children that are going to go downstairs are going to follow the cross out.
Okay. Well, as you can tell already, it's been a great and a special morning. And, you know, I think one of the greatest honors that we can have as a parish is to have any African bishop to come with us. They are such incredible leaders and examples of the body of Christ. And as you heard Bishop Moses saying about the children, you know, walking, they have to walk 2 hours to get where they're going. On Sundays, you know, one of the great joys of being in Africa is just seeing the passion and the love that the people have for God. And they walk, again, just to go to church on Sundays, many, many miles all over just to get to the church. And they fill the churches up, and they sit in the windows, and they sit outside, and they do everything they can to be in the presence of God. But it's a special honor to have Bishop Moses with us today. Moses is a friend, and we've been there with him in Africa. And even though I swore I'd never go because I knew I didn't need my heart ripped out anymore, but the people of Africa will rip your heart out. The love that they have will challenge you to love God in a different way. And so, Father Don, thank you so much for helping arrange this and making it happen, and just being who you are to Bishop Moses, and a father you are to us, and to a friend to Bishop Moses. So we're going to ask Bishop Moses, and I want to ask you to stand, and just as we greet Bishop Moses, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit here. I feel that great power. Father Terry is my friend, and while ago, some minutes ago, I was asking him, when he visits Africa again, he can come to my cathedral and meet my community. And I'm very sure that he will enjoy his time there. He said more about our people, the joy that is in them whenever they come to praise the Lord. They walk very many kilometers, miles, to come to worship on Sundays. And I'm very much honored today to be here to be in the presence of God, to share His love. And I do know that what we are doing here on earth is not in vain. One day, we will be with our Lord. One day, we will have great joy. There will never be sufferings again, because in this world there is lots of suffering, lots of diseases. There is no joy sometimes. We lack so many things that we need to have, just because the devil is not happy at us. The devil is destructive. He always wants us not to gain. He always wants us to lose. He fights us. But today, I want to bring God's word to you and to myself too. You know why sometimes we don't get blessed? The reason is that we lack patience. Sometimes we lack patience. The Lord wants to bless us. But the problem with the human beings is that sometimes they are overconfident and sometimes they lack confidence. God wants to bless you because you don't have children and you want to have a kid. But the Lord keeps telling you, wait. Like Abraham and Sarah, you know that the Bible story, the years they have to wait, very many years, more than 100 years. But now, it is even hard to wait for 6 months. It's even hard to wait for 1 month. You want to have a new car. You pray for 1 week and you want it tomorrow. But the Lord wants you to wait. You want a baby. And you particularly tell God that I want a boy. And God sees that instead of giving you a boy, He gives you a daughter, a girl. You start blaming God for no reason. God knows the good on your side. God knows what is good to you. You see that I have one bad leg. I had polio when I was 6 months old. But when I grew, I wanted to know why. I was praying and I wanted to know why I had this terrible disease many years back. But when I prayed, I was told, if you had 2 good legs, you could not have been with me. So I decided to make you like that, because He has a reason for that. And the Lord told me, just have peace, and may my grace be with you. And thank me for what you are. Because in those years, we never had vaccinations. So many kids of my age died. But I never died. I was like Moses, the Old Testament Moses, who, when they were killing all the kids, all the boys, he was saved. Because God had a purpose. I want us to rush to a book of Isaiah 59, because my sermon comes right there, and it will be very, very, very short. Isaiah 59, the first 2 verses. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor His ear too dull to hear, but your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. Sometimes we We want our prayers answered, as I told you. But there are some hindrances. There are some things which are hindering God. That's the reason why sometimes He doesn't bless us. We kill others, and we want His mercy to be with us. We still want His mercy to be with us. We hate, there's lots of hatred. And the Bible tells us that if you hate your brother, you are a murderer. And we have not repented all these bad things. When we pray, when we come to Him, we lift our hands. The Lord sees blood in our hands. The Lord sees terrible hatred in our hearts. And that's the reason why God tells us, go back before you come to my altar, give your offerings, go and make sure that you make friendship with your brother who you hate. Go and clean yourself. Repent of your sins. Then my ear will be right there to listen what you say, what you pray for. Hallelujah. Amen. There are so many things happening to our lives. There was a time I had ulcers, very bad ulcers in my stomach. And I kept praying. I kept asking God to heal me. But one day, when we hiked to a certain mountain, we went there, we prayed day and night for 3 days. And while I was praying and getting tired, and I was almost sleeping, a word came to me, and the Lord told me, I'm going to get rid of your cancer or your ulcers, but go back and make friends, reconcile with, He gave me that name, a man I hated. Probably he did something which was not very good to me. He had to take away all my money, and I never forgave him. But the Lord told me, go back and make him your friend and forget about that money, because I'm giving you more than that. Hallelujah. So I had to go down. On Sunday, I met this man. I told him, you know, you have my money, and I'm not for that money today, but I want to forgive you, and I want to love you. Then after that, when I did that, after 2 weeks, I was healed of my ulcers. God got rid of all the problems that I had in my stomach. So there are so many diseases. There are terrible sicknesses, diseases, which are coming to us, and you fail to know the reason. But the only answer to all this is for you to ask God, why? Why am I suffering of this? And for sure, God has an answer for that. Hallelujah! We might seriously sometimes think that our prayers have taken a long time to be answered. But I want to remind you and give you hope today. Let's go to a book of Jeremiah, one verse only, Jeremiah 33:3, which is a verse you almost know, many of you know it, or probably the whole church might have come across it. And I really love this passage. It really changed my life to know that the Lord is very close to me. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things You do not know. Who is saying this? God. Hallelujah. God is not deaf. God hears. But sometimes he ignores us because of our sins. I have a cell phone here. I have a cell phone, but I think it's sometimes hard to get it out. But I want to demonstrate something here. Our earthly friends, most of us here have cell phones. You call a friend and he's just on the other side of the street, and your phone will lie to you and says, that person you are calling is not available. And you are seeing him across that street. He is not available now. But because it's a voicemail, you can't ask him a question. Because I wish you could ask that phone a question. Why do you tell me that he's not available and I can see him there, right there? What I'm trying to say is that our cell phones may lie to us. Sometimes our friends are not available to answer our questions. But our God is always available. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is always available. He is always there. When the devil tries to strike you, when the devil tries to kill you, when something bad wants to happen to you, when you call that name according to Jeremiah 33, call to me and I will answer you. Amen. He will save you. He will be right there when things are worse. He will send his angel. He will not say that person you are calling is not available, because he is there and he is a powerful God and he is everywhere. He is everywhere at the right time. And the devil has no power against our God. Our God is always powerful. So many needs. We have so many needs. But sometimes you try to carry your own burden, which is impossible. It is impossible sometimes. Sometimes it is impossible to carry your burden. But the word of the Lord tells us, come all who labor unto me, and I will carry your burdens. Hallelujah. So today, I told you, I'll be very short. I'll be very brief. That's the word the Lord wanted me to share with you. Don't overburden yourselves, you people of God. Never overburden yourself thinking that you are capable of helping yourself, because you are not. We are not capable. I have so many needs. And if I try to bring all these needs to you, you will not be able to carry them, because you also have yours. If I want a car, I want a house, I want all these things, you will not be able to carry all these. But the Lord is able to carry them. Hallelujah. May we stand. I just want us to pray together. Yes, may we stand, please. Just lift your hands up. I'll be praising the Lord in a chorus, a Maasai worship chorus. Iyage, iyage baba, iyage, iyage baba la iyage, iyage baba la iyage, iyage baba la iyage, Será maldaula iage, iage baba, iage. Será maldaula iage, iage baba, iage. Iage baba la iage, iage baba, iage. Iage baba la iage. Yes, Lord, we really thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful time that you have given us. Bless my brothers here, bless my sisters. Whatever burden, whatever load they have carried for a long time, O Lord, intervene today, O Lord. Heal them with their sicknesses, terrible sicknesses, which doctors have even lacked medicine for that. Take care of them, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Bless us, O Lord, as we manifest that word in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Jesus is a mighty God. All the nations bow before him, Jesus. All the kings bow before him, Jesus. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. All the plants bow before him. All the men bow before him. All the ladies bow before him. All the judges bow before him. All the armies bow before him. Even teachers bow before him. All the bishops bow before him. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. Every nation bow before him. Every kingdom bow before him. Yeah, may we stand and just share together. Let's enjoy that song. You clap your hands like that. Just clap, clap.
And if it says men bow, men bow.
Yeah, then men will bow. Ladies. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. All the men bow before him. All the ladies bow before him. All the kids bow before him. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. All the kings bow before him. All the pastors bow before him. All the bishops bow before him. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. All the fathers bow before him. All the mothers bow before him. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. Hallelujah, that's how it goes. Okay, we have another song which men have their part to play. And the men will say, hey, young, hey, young, hey, young, hey, young. Oh.
Oh, my
God.
Hallelujah,
oh my God. The song says, my Lord, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. Hallelujah, I will not leave you. Hallelujah, my God, my Father. 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 Hallelujah, my
God, my Father.
Oh, my. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank 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 you.